is beautiful but deadly.
Where the beauty of makeup
meets the horror of true crime.
With Chuck
and Liz.
Okay. So, this week, yet again, kind of a different episode, you know?
Me.
I'm going to do, since we're coming up on a year of this podcast.
Why?
I thought first we would go through some updates of our cases. Well, my cases, not ours, but... Okay, so first, I have a brief update on Jan Broberg. Yes. So, Jan, if you don't remember, was kidnapped by the same man twice when she was a kid, and her parents just kind of let it happen.
And also had an affair with him, so.
Both parents.
That's fun.
Yes. I would, if you haven't listened to these episodes, go back.
Go back.
They're good. Fun. Okay, so the update. In 2020, it was revealed that Universal Content Productions, which is part of NBC, had bought the rights to Jan's story.
Okay.
Nick Antosca is said to be a writer and producer for the upcoming show or movie. You may know him for best being known for being the co-creator of the show The Act, which is the miniseries about Gypsy Rose Blanchard and D.D. Blanchard.
Oh, I love that one.
So.
Oh, that's going to be good. Okay, cool.
I would also recommend watching The Act.
Yeah, it's very good.
It was pretty good. It was pretty good, not going to lie.
Has Joy King. She's pretty good.
And Patricia Arquette.
Yep, Patricia Arquette.
And won any Emmys and things like that.
Yep.
So.
And the guy from Austin and Ally.
Oh, yeah! Oh, what was his name?
He plays Nick Godijon, but I can't think of what his fucking name is.
He was also in Smallville, I think.
Callum?
Worthy? But I'm definitely going to watch that. Maybe.
Me too.
When it does come out, I'll do an episode comparing the story.
Ooh, that'd be cool.
What was real, what was not. I would love to do that with The Act, too, not gonna lie. The next person I'm going to be talking about is Nikki Adamando.
Oh, yeah.
I believe the episode was titled Self-Defense or Murder. It's our most popular episode.
Mm-hmm.
Which I was surprised about, to be honest.
Because, like, not a very well-known case.
No. So when we lost, a brief overview of the case is that Nikki was abused by her partner for a very long time. She had two children with him. And it essentially ended up in that she killed him. So there was a debate about whether it was self-defense or murder. When we last spoke about Nikki, she had been sentenced to 19 years. She appealed this under the then new law called the Domestic Violence Survivors Justice Act. But the judge at the time denied the appeal because he didn't believe that she was being abused, essentially. But it was further appealed, and in June 2021, the Court of Appeals Second Department reduced her sentence to 7.5 years plus 5 years post-release supervision with time served. So this means that she will be released in 2024.
Like, definitely better. It would have been nice if she got out, but...
But I get
better
it.
Better than 19 years!
So she can still have some time with her kids.
Thank God.
And last but not least... The man, the myth, the legend, Robert Durst. Okay, this man is a character. He's like a character.
It's like a movie.
He allegedly killed three people, including his wife.
Actually, not allegedly, because he was convicted.
Okay, allegedly killed two people and confirmed killed one person.
Yeah.
Spoilers, Lizzie.
I'm sorry.
Including his wife. He wasn't caught for decades. But in September 2021, Robert was finally convicted for killing his friend Susan Berman. He was sentenced to life in prison, but he's now 78 and, like, has one foot on a banana peel, the other in a grave. So I don't know how long that's gonna last.
Yeah. I think he had COVID, too, or something.
Some shit like that.
Yeah, so, like, he's basically dead.
I would like to leave you all on one final note with Mr. Robert. This was an exchange on the stand with Robert. Quote, did you kill Susan Berman? Strictly a hypothetical. He responded, I did not kill Susan Berman. But if I had, I would lie about it. End quote.
I love the honesty, but if I had, I would lie about it.
It's a wonder how he was convicted, guys.
Yeah, I wonder.
But you should go back and listen to the Robert Durst episode. Because like I said, this man is a character. He can't be real.
No, he's insane.
Just the whole thing. Like, stealing the hoagie, I'm still not over.
I love it!
It's just, like, killed them all.
Yeah.
Go back and listen to that.
And dressed as a woman. I love it.
and dressed as a woman. There's just so much about that case that's like something you'd see in a TV show and be like, that's not real. That's not realistic. So yes, that is where I shall leave you. Those are the biggest ones from the cases that we covered. And now, so for the second part of this, I wanted to like ask some questions that we could answer about having a podcast for a year. Maybe reflect, set some new goals.
Wow.
Okay. What has been the highlight for you of this first year?
The highlight? Ooh, seeing how many, like, plays we've been getting. Like, compared, like, it's so weird having people, like, actually listen to us. It's really nice. Yeah. So, and, like, I know compared to other podcasts, like, it's not much. We got 956 plays right now.
So far, yeah. This is going to push us over the edge to, like, 1,000, I think.
Oh, that'd be so nice.
I think the highlight is seeing how many people from different countries listen to us. Yes, I like that, too. That's so weird.
Like, seeing all the different countries is so cool. One that, like, obviously I've heard about, but, like, I don't know, not in, like, any, like, certain context, was, like, Montenegro.
Yeah.
And I was like, really? Wow.
Hey guys.
Hey, guys. Shout out.
What else? I don't know. I just, it's cool.
Yeah, it's cool actually knowing that people are, like, really listening.
It's not shouting into the abyss.
Me.
What goals have we reached?
let's see. I mean,
we're making money now. That's yeah, very which is nice.
Not a lot of money. Don't get crazy.
Don't get crazy here.
I don't know. Like, what goals had we set to begin with?
My personal goal was to just, like, upload every week, which we've pretty much done.
I mean, we've had some snags here and there, technical issues, but it's fine.
Yeah, it's fine. It's whatever.
I'm just crying on the inside.
We uploaded a lot in October. Mm-hmm. One goal we didn't reach is you editing.
Because remember we were having problems with it being out of order?
That Robert Fish episode was just
Albert Fish.
Oh, did I say Robert? Yeah. Robert Durst is on the mind.
Yeah, Albert Fish. I still have to. That's my goal. Get that fucking episode out.
Would you like to talk about the difficulties you face?
Jesus fucking Christ. So the first time we recorded Albert Fish, the audio was shit. And then
I think worse than it usually is.
And then I think you were on vacation or something. So I was like, oh, it's fine. I'll just do an episode. I'll just do it by myself. I'll edit it. It's fine. Oh my fucking God. It was not fine. Spoiler alert. It was not fine. I edited it, and it was, like, fine. Like, I didn't have a problem editing. But then for a little while, we were having a problem where our segments would be out of fucking order for no reason.
Anchor decided to just go, burr. So, like, instead of, like, it would make no sense. Because think of it as, like, a take. Like, when you film something, there's one take. Mm-hmm. And you would say, like, A, B, C in that take. Well, for some reason, no idea how this happened, Anchor would make it that it would go, like, C-A-B in one take. So it wasn't even separate segments.
Yeah.
It was just scrambled within one take.
And we don't know why. To this day, it just fixed itself.
It just happened.
So, I got nothing.
So I don't know what you're up to, Anchor, but, like...
But hopefully I can get the Albert Fish episode up, because that's a crazy one, too.
That man is not right.
No, he's not right.
But I still have the, draft saved. The episode. I haven't listened to it, because I know you told me it was, like, bad.
Oh, it was bad.
What goals do you want to reach?
So, Albert Fish, get that episode out. Hit 1,000 plays. Dare I say hit 5,000 plays for the next year?
I mean, you dared. You said it.
Dare I say. Share with your friends, here, guys. Please.
Maybe we can make, I don't know, $10. That'll be crazy, guys, if we can make $10.
That would be great.
I just want someone to email us.
Me too! Please, someone.
We don't want to seem desperate,
but... Don't be shy. We're very nice. Say hi. We'll reply. Please don't reply.
We ghost them.
Sucker.
We actually get emails all the time. We just never answer.
Oh!
No, I'm kidding. And, like, I'll just randomly get something from, like, Google or Spotify, and I'll get so excited. I'm like, someone emailed us, and I'm like, fuck.
Yep.
It's Spotify!
It's not Spotify.
Yeah, stop talking to us. We won't respond to you.
Oh, my God.
What goals do I want to reach?
Yeah, what do you want to reach? Put it out there through the atmosphere.
I'm really, oh god, I don't know. I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know?
I don't know. I don't like making goals.
Is there any episodes you want to do?
I don't know.
Okay, let me...
I'm just going with the flow here.
I'm going to pull up my list for you guys.
My goal. Maybe get us a new microphone.
That'd be cool.
Get some better audio. Because, like, this is the best we got at the moment.
Yeah. Part of it is because the room that we're recording is so big that it echoes a lot and stuff.
What a flex.
Yeah.
This gigantic room we're in. I'm just kidding. There's, like, no room this small. There's, like, no room small enough to have good audio, guys. I'm so sorry.
Oh.
We're just in a warehouse.
Oh, my God.
We can record in the bathroom, in the closet.
Could you fucking imagine?
Better audio. So, yeah, maybe get a new microphone or something. I wanted a she shed, but I feel like that's not something we can do. Someone, can you donate us a she shed? Thank you.
Thank you. We would much appreciate it.
Can you do that through Patreon? Can someone donate you a shed?
Oh.
Would you guys, like, want a Patreon or something like that?
Oh, yeah, let us know. Again, reach out. Email us.
Or else. There's a YouTuber I watch that says something like, if you don't subscribe, I'm going to steal your kneecaps. In a funny way, of course. Can you walk without kneecaps? No, right?
You can't bend your knees.
I mean, you could.
Well, you could, but...
What goals? Let me think on that. Let me think on it.
Okay, I'll tell you guys some... What?
I want to get PR from someone. That's not, like, a year goal. I just want... That's my life goal. I want PR from someone. Oh, anyone.
I feel that. Do you know how excited I would be?
I'd shit myself.
Me too.
And, like, the thing is, we have no pride. We'll lie. We'll say something's good. Just send us it.
Oh, my God. That's a lie, though.
The thing is, we need them to get us to send us the PR first, Before we're honest.
And then we'll roast them.
That's how you ruin them. It's like the email thing. Email us and we won't respond. I promise we'll be nice about whatever you send us. Let's shit on it.
Okay, so some cases that I'm hoping to do in the next year. So Samuel Little.
No idea.
Samuel Little is the serial killer that they just caught who killed, like, potentially hundreds of prostitutes. Yeah.
The big inhale.
There's Amanda Taylor. She's the selfie killer.
Oh, what the?
There's the Cannibal Brothers. There's Marianne Weasel from Connecticut. Rodney Alcala. Gerard John Schaefer. Ashley Henley and Billy Mulligan.
What cases do I have? I have a bunch of random ones. Like, I can't tell you how many times I'm like, I'm going to do a case. And then a bigger podcast does the same exact case. And I'm like, well, fuck, I can't do it now. Like, the week I was researching for the Marilyn Monroe case, Audio Chuck did, like, a whole thing on the Kennedys. And I'm like, well, okay, fuck my life, I guess.
I forgot about that. It's okay. We broke down over it and then we got over it.
Did I? A lot of these don't even make sense.
Me? Like what?
One just says, I think it says Eustace.
Eustace bad.
U-S-T-A-S-E. Eustace? I don't know. Fuck. This is my nose app, so you know it's messy. Van Gogh, simply.
This is Van Gogh.
Oh, I think there's a conspiracy he was murdered or some shit.
Oh.
J.C. Dugard? Mm. All the ways they tried to kill Fidel. Ishii? I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Florida School for Boys. Snowtown. Rock stars and pedophilia.
That's another one I want to cover is like the, are they called boarding schools?
Yeah.
In Canada.
Jimmy Hoffa. People. I don't know who that is.
Jimmy Hoffa?
Yes.
That's someone Dad would be talking about. Hold on.
Jimmy Hoffa?
Yeah.
I think he like died mysteriously or some shit. Ethan Couch, Justin Camp, Matthew Barnett. I don't know these people either. I just wrote them down and forgot.
James Hoffa was an American labor union leader who served as the president of the International Brotherhood of Teamsters from 1957 to 1971.
How did he die? It was probably mysteriously. Let's see. I'm really interested in, like, cases where it's not obvious.
He disappeared.
There it is. Where is Jimmy Hoffa? I now understand that joke. Okay.
He's been missing for 46 years, 3 months, and 8 days. Honey, declared dead in absentia in 1982.
Okay, well.
Wow. He was convicted of attempted bribery and jury tampering in 1964. Conspiracy, mail, and wire fraud.
What has been your favorite episode? I feel like one that you have done and one that the other person did.
Okay, so I think, let's see. Okay, I think the favorite one that you've done was Jamboberg for me.
Really?
Yeah, I really like that one. And then, let's see. Oh, I really liked doing the Pablo Escobar.
That was wild.
That was wild, Monet.
Did you see that, like, funny headline on Twitter that it was, like, Pablo Escobar's hippos now have citizenship or some shit like that?
Oh, yeah! Yeah, because they're trying to make sure they don't kill them.
Why?
Not to kill them?
Yeah.
Because some people don't want them hippos to die?
I mean, it makes sense personally because I wouldn't want those hippos to die. I'm just shocked that people care.
Yeah.
That's what's shocking to me.
All right, so what's your favorite...
BTK was wild.
Okay, yeah.
That was that fucking also wild. Good. I think maybe Mickey's? I don't know. I found the childhood trauma episode was so stupid.
Oh, so good.
Yeah, so fun.
I loved it.
Also, the unending lies of Shannon. That was fun. That was fun, yeah.
Ooh.
Because, like, no one died.
Me, no one died.
That's a good one for me. Least favorite to record was the signs of abuse. Thank you.
Yes.
That was very uncomfortable.
Me.
I had to like edit it too. Oof. And I was just like, I wish you could see when I edit how much I cut out. Why are you looking at me like that?
I just never thought about it, you know?
We talk so much shit. Like, you guys are listening to like half.
A very cut down version.
Because it's just nonsense, tangents. Yeah. We'll say something.
And I'll be like, oh, shit.
Not even that. And then the other one, without realizing it, will say the same thing.
Yep.
Or we will say the same thing again.
Yep.
And be like, I just thought of this thing. It's like I said it 2 seconds ago. And then, like, the coughs, the burps, the readjusting.
Yep.
Our dad being loud.
Yep.
It's just a lot. It's a lot.
It's just a lot.
Oh, I have more questions. Why did I close this? I don't know.
What a loser.
Are there any episodes you think should have gotten more attention? Or are there any that you are surprised did? I'm surprised that the Nikki one got so much attention.
I was going to say the same. Which is because it's not a well-known case. Mm-mm. Like, I hadn't heard of it before. And even since you made the episode, I haven't heard anywhere else.
Yeah.
So, that was interesting. I'm glad that my Janice Pocket episode got 55 plays.
You know what one I think deserves more attention? Robert Durst.
Agreed.
You need to know this man.
Me, you have to.
Like, you need to know Robert Durst. And that's, I think, our longest episode at 1 hour and 12 minutes.
Yeah.
Which I don't know if it's because I didn't cut out as much, but, like, I really try to make our episodes as, like, into the point as possible.
Yeah. We don't want to be rambling on at you guys for, like, 2 fucking hours for no reason.
And be like, here's 30 minutes of updates on our life before we even jump into this case.
Oh, now it's feeling like shade.
Me? Oh, I have one more. Sorry.
Okay.
Did you see which one you wanted more attention?
I kind of want our abuse one to have more attention, just because I think it's very important.
I think it will. Usually they start picking up after.
Yeah.
A little bit. Okay. Anything you've learned?
Oh my god. I didn't realize how hard this is. Until we started doing it and I was like,
I don't think I understood. There's a lot
that goes into it.
How hard it was to find not only good sources, but the truth.
Yes.
Like, something simple when I was looking at the Martha Moxley case was, what friend did she go with? Because depending on the source, it would change. And it's something so simple as to be like, who was there?
Yeah, like, it's weird that there was such a discrepancy.
But it's stuff like that
yeah.
You have to weed through different sources. You have to see if they're, like, biased or not. Yet again, the Martha Moxley case. Can you imagine if I didn't see that it was written by Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
Exactly. And you didn't know that he was related to the...
Yeah.
Whoever the fuck they are.
The Skakels.
So whatever.
Hey! I'm sure there are good people in the family. What else? How hard it is to record and get good audio, make sure it's quiet.
Oh my god.
How hard it is to just get shit out sometimes.
Oh my god.
Have it leave your mouth.
Oh my god, dude, a lot of times I fucking stumble over the words.
The amount of times we can't even get our intro correctly.
Oh my god. Like, there are some days, like today, we were on it, got it out one take. Sometimes, I'm just like, shit, I forgot the next line. Or you forget to say your fucking name.
That's the one I always forget, is to say my own name. It's also, apparently it's so hard for you to not say my name. My actual name. You did it last time, too.
So weird.
I made a joke. I texted her that it was like, the amount of times you call me by my actual name in real life, and it's the chart emoji going down, and then it's the amount of time you call me by my real name on the podcast, and it's the chart going up.
I don't know why I do that, either. Because it, like...
You never call me by my name.
No, never. Except for when
you're Except recording. It's on the podcast, and I have to cut it out.
I apologize. I'll try better. Chicky. By the Chiquita banana.
You guys should just start calling me Chicken.
Oh, that was so funny. The other day I was texting her, instead of Chicky, it's a chicken.
That was fitting.
Close enough.
Fitting.
My little chicken.
Is that a chicken?
Is that a chicken?
So there are some ideas that I still kind of want to do that we haven't done yet. So, like, for example, I want to do, like, a case swap. Like, for example, I pick out a case for you to research and you do the same for me.
Yep. We should definitely do that. I also kind of want to start, like, a Twitch.
Yeah.
Like, streaming.
It probably wouldn't be true crime. It would just be, like, whatever. Fun. Whatever.
Yeah.
I also thought about doing, like, a separate podcast of just pop culture stuff, you know?
Yeah.
Because it's, like, another thing you guys probably don't realize is that researching these kind of cases...
It weighs heavy on our minds.
It's draining. Yes. It's hard. It's not just, like, a fun thing.
Not always, no.
What's another thing? I wanted to do, I kind of touched on it before, one of us researches a case, and then another one of us, like, takes a media representation of it and dissects whether it's true or not. So, like, another example could be someone talks about Ted Bundy, and then the other one, kind of dissects, wickedly evil and vile or something like
vile.
That. Something like that.
Yeah. That would be fun.
That would be very fun, I think.
You guys should let us know what you want to see, too. Like, what you want to hear from us. I want to do some Christmas episodes.
Let me
tell you, I am a Christmas slut.
Do you want me to keep that in?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
Another one I would want to do, which we saw an episode about the other day, Eileen Wuornos. Yeah. She's the one that's a toughie. Because... So it's like, you feel bad... for her as a child.
It's even like, kind of as, like, an adult.
Yeah. It's a lot. We'll get into it.
There's part of you that gets some of it.
Especially if you're a woman. I don't want to give too much away because I do want to do an episode.
Who doesn't know Eileen Wuornos? Oh, that's another one I wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
Debunking, like, common either misconceptions or, like, held ideas about certain serial killers.
Ooh,
just fact-check it.
I love that.
It's like, for example, Now you're putting me on the spot here.
Put yourself on the spot, bitch!
You guys are putting me on the spot. I hope you guys are really proud of yourselves, listening to the podcast, putting me on the spot like this.
Oh my god.
What's something you would want to see, Alex?
What do you want us to do on the podcast?
I think there's one thing you know that frustrated me.
Which one?
We saw a true crime on it. It's the three kids, and then there's that.
Oh!
The West Memphis 3.
Yeah.
That one drove him crazy. That is a good one, too, the West Memphis 3. We could do that one. He was mad at the district attorney.
I forgot his name. I used to say it for, like, a whole week.
For, like, a whole week, he was like, I'm going to fucking call him. And I'm like, please fucking don't.
Do it.
Because with his look, he'll say something like, you better hope I never catch you on these streets or something like that.
Yes, do you want to fight me?
Do you want to catch these hands?
But yeah, if you really want, like, a case that'll make you want to bash your head in, the West Memphis 3.
Oof. That one and the Central Park 5.
That no sense. It makes no sense. Like, with hindsight, even back then, but especially with hindsight, you're like, what?
Sure it does.
I would also like to talk about more, not even just, like, specific cases, but, like, social issues. Like, for example,
yeah,
we kind of talked about this with, like, the exorcisms, about how there's, like, a lot of it's ableism, for example.
Yeah.
And
ableism, I want to touch more on racism.
Mm-hmm. But things like that.
Yeah, I agree. Doing more cases. Not even necessarily, like, murders.
And, as you could probably tell by the way we talk about it in our cases, we're very passionate about domestic abuse.
Yes.
Ooh, I thought of an idea.
Okay.
Put, like, different countries in, like, a jar, and one random week, you pick, like,
that would be fun.
And then you have to do a case from that country.
This is why we keep Alex around.
All that sleeping. He was saving his brain power.
He was big braining this one.
Oh, that'd be so fun. I would love to do a case from
Korea.
That would
be awesome.
Okay. Maybe we can do our listeners' countries.
Yeah, put them in a jar. Put them in a jar.
And pick from those. All right.
Yeah. Or if you guys know a specific one from your country, email us.
Please,
Just email us, please.
Maybe it'll be like not subliminal messaging, but something like we say it enough times.
And they're like, and they'll
fine. Fine, if you'll shut up, then I'll email you.
Oh, God.
But that would be cool. Maybe once we reach 1,000 or something, we'll do that. It'll be like a little treat. And even if we start Patreon, that could be something.
Like, that would be fun.
If you donate like $1 or whatever, we'll put your case in a jar. That'd be a good idea. Oh. Let's save this. Copyright the idea.
Copyright the idea.
Make money just copywriting
people. Oh my God.
Alright. I think we've rambled enough.
Yeah.
This was fun. So, holidays are coming up. There might be some weirder episodes yet again. But you know how it is. The holidays are hard. I started school again. Lizzie started a new job.
Yeah, a new job. A big girl job.
Career? Would we even say a career?
It's a career. Isn't that crazy?
Isn't that crazy, guys? Career.
I have benefits. Wow!
Wow!
I have a 401k! Wow!
Wait, seriously? You're gonna have a 401k? That is a career, girl.
Got him.
Thank you for listening.
As always, follow us on Instagram at BeautifulButDeadlyPod.
You can email us at beautifulbutdeadlypodcast@gmail.com.
Got it right this time. Proud of
God
you.
God bless. Maybe we'll start. Our goal for the year, honestly, should be keeping up with our social media. We have no idea what to post, though. We're just lost.
Yeah, I don't know what you guys want to, like, see.
If anything.
I don't even know if you fucking guys follow us.
I don't think so. Because yeah. Most of the people that follow us are just other podcasts.
Yeah, a lot of people follow us on other podcasts.
But if you do DM...
Yeah, DM us too. Shoot us an email and DM us.
Just I listen.
I listen, that's it.
That'll be very comforting, you know?
Yeah. Thank God, you're real people. These aren't bots.
It's just all Alex on his, like, separate accounts.
Oh.
Okay. Oh, leave us a review.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.